From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The first successful English colony in America was at Jamestown, Virginia, a swampy island on the edges of the Chesapeake Bay. The colony endured for almost a century. Even today, you can see its ruins and walk where Captain John Smith and Pocahontas walked. But Jamestown is now threatened. Scientists say rising sea levels could submerge the island by century's end. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story of how climate change could erase part of America's history.
In springtime, Jamestown is a carpet of bright new grass. There's oak and loblolly pine, and the James River lies on every horizon. Beneath a towering stone monument, a young woman in a woolen smock and peasant blouse greets a gaggle of tourists.
Will I be Mary Buck, Mistress Buck by name? They had me to come here into town to greet ya.
Mary Buck is actually Rebecca Serdick, a Jamestown living history interpreter.
Well, thank heavens you're here where God intended you to be, right here at Jamestown in the year 1607.
Serdick engages the crowd in a tutorial about Jamestown.
How many ships was there? Three. Do you know the names of those ships, young man, over here?
These ships reached America before the Mayflower did. They were sent by the Virginia Company of London. The colonists weren't planning to build a nation, just make money and keep the Spanish out.
This island fit the bill. Militarily speaking, it's a very good place to be. The water here be very deep, and you can defend yourself.
But now it's that water that threatens to destroy Jamestown. A warming climate heats the oceans and makes them expand. Melting glaciers and ice sheets add more water. The result, the sea level is rising. Climate scientists say it could rise 2 or 3 feet by 2100, maybe more. Coastal flooding will increase, and eventually, without human intervention, Jamestown could go under. So here's what archaeologists are wondering. Can they save the island as a real place where people can step back through time and see where it all started? The National Park Service owns part of Jamestown. I meet the service's Dorothy Geyer at the new visitor center. Hurricane Isabel flooded the old one in 2003. Geyer tells me the Park Service has been thinking about flooding for a long time.
We always knew that the island was at some point going to be in danger of being covered over, but we were thinking it's another 100 years, 150 years. You know, it could be much closer.
Most of Jamestown is just above sea level. Along the shore, you can see the river invading through the tall grass. Storm surge reaches farther inland now. But there's something else unusual going on here. As sea level and the James River rise, river water pushes through the soil and underneath the island. Eventually, water under the island rises up to the surface. So water is invading Jamestown from above and below. And archaeologists know that the ground is riddled with things the colonists and Native Americans left behind. Water could ruin them. Cheryl Mays is with Preservation Virginia, which owns part of the island. She walks me around the colonists' original fort. What's left are just post holes, but archaeologists have reconstructed the wooden frame.
It's a wonderful place for a fort. You can see down the river. You can see what's the enemy coming up the river.
It wasn't until 1996 that archaeologists discovered the fort's foundation. Since then, they've recovered some 2 million artifacts, as well as grave sites. Mays says sea level rise gives the work a new sense of urgency.
It's truly in America. It is the birthplace of America. This is where it all started.
And you can still see what parts of the colony actually looked like. Like the stone ruins of the colony's original glass-making factory down by the river. And there's a replica of the factory, where glassblowers still make goblets the old-fashioned way through a metal tube.
My name is Ron Rogers. I am a glassblower. What makes us significant and the reason we're here today is because this was the first industry tried or attempted in the New World.
Hurricane Isabel flooded the glass factory in 2003. Rogers fears a rising sea means more floods.
I think about it on a weekly basis, and the ruins are that much closer to the river. If we get another one of those, it could possibly wash away the history here.
And that's the big dilemma at Jamestown. Should archaeologists dig up everything now? The Park Service's Dorothy Geyer says that's not what archaeologists have been doing here. Normally, they leave some artifacts in the ground on purpose.
So that for future generations, if there's more science and understanding about the site, they could come back and look at the site again and maybe come up with new conclusions, new stories.
That doesn't sit well with Beverly Strobe. She's an archaeologist with Preservation Virginia. I find her in the Jamestown Vault, a warren of rooms where machines buff and clean artifacts they've dug up. Strobe says leaving them in the ground could mean they'll be submerged.
Doesn't really apply here, you know, with what we see is going to happen. I mean, that would be really irresponsible to do that now, I think.
Strobe says even in a box, these artifacts tell stories the history books might not.
It's reflecting everything about their lives, you know, from straight pins to weaponry to the food they're eating to games they're playing.
What kind of games did they play?
Dice, quite a bit. Betting, sort of gambling games. Here.
Oh, this miniature dice.
Yeah, and you know why? Because dicing was illegal.
She's got thousands of objects spread out on big tables here. A child's silver whistle. Clay pots the Indians made for the colonists with flat bottoms so they'd sit on wooden tables. There's a gold ring.
Can you see what's on it?
Skull.
And it says memento mori around the outside. It's think of death.
A chilling thought, given that Jamestown archaeologists recently found the skeleton of a teenaged girl believed to be the victim of cannibalism at the hands of starving colonists in 1609. Strobe shows me a small brass rendering of an Indian's face. She says the colonists gave it to Chief Powhatan to guarantee safe passage to his messengers.
And we know that Powhatan had a comparable object. It was a chain of pearls that he gave the governor here. He said, if ever you send a messenger from you, make sure he's wearing this. So I know that the message is coming right from you.
Have you found it?
No, no.
Is it something you'd like to find?
That'd be very cool, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me at all that something like that would be found.
If there's time. To find out how much time there might be, I visit Carl Hirschner, a climate scientist at the Virginia Institute for Marine Science.
Right here, we're standing on the York River. If you look right across the way, that's Yorktown. That's where the Revolutionary War was fought and all of that.
Hirschner says coastal sites here in Tidewater, Virginia may go under faster than elsewhere because many are actually sinking. When the massive glaciers that covered much of North America retreated 10,000 years ago, some regions bounced back up. Others, like Tidewater, continue to settle. Pumping groundwater out of the ground has also caused land to settle.
We're one of those states that actually needs a nice series of disasters to keep the attention focused on what the change needs to be. That may sound pretty cynical, but that's sort of been the record.
The National Park Service is studying its options for all its vulnerable sites. For Jamestown, it could be levees and seawalls. The service is also monitoring how fast the water is rising. Saving the island would cost a lot, money the Park Service doesn't have. Short of something miraculous, Hirschner says, Jamestown may not last into the next century.
It'll be a hole in the ground, a hole in the water, with an old fort and a well at the bottom of it.
Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.